from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that heard the term gooseneck. What is that, like a gooseneck stand? But I can't picture it in my head. But I'm looking around at the climbing closet I record and wondering if anything I use to hold stuff up is a gooseneck. And here's a question. How much neck would a gooseneck neck if a good gooseneck could goose-goose? Or neck-neck? What is this nonsense? Well, here's the thing. It's a little bit of goofing around. To put you at ease, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Or wait a second, sorry, how much it would be, how much goose would a gooseneck neck if a gooseneck could neck necks? Also, look out for necking gooses. Also, it's still time for Sleep With Me, podcast that puts you to sleep. All right, but Scoots here, and this is where I talk about, like, just supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answer is yes to both of those, like, how much is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach, I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep and Me comes from Odoo. What is Odoo? Well, Odoo is a lot of things. Odoo is award-winning management software. Odoo is total control of your entire company in one place. Odoo is a suite of fully integrated applications for CRM, accounting, sales, HR, inventory, manufacturing, and everything in between. Basically, Odoo is what your business needs to succeed. So if you're ready to get more done in less time, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, business management made simple. Hey, everybody. Tonight, we're adding a new sponsor I wanted to tell you about, Green Chef. It's a USDA-certified organic company, and their meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore. This is a new partnership through HelloFresh because they heard, let's get some more food options here. And I'm going to be talking about it in the middle of the show tonight, all of the details about the tuna niçoise salad I made and all of the great benefits from Green Chef. So make sure to listen because I'll tell you a way to get a monthly live stream cooking with Scoots. And you could sign up at greenchef.us/sleep and you get $50 off your first box of Green Chef. So you can't lose. That's greenchef.us/sleep. And tonight's episode of Sleep With Me is made possible by the podcaster that mispronunciates things, Chris Posterson and Carl W., who had edit episodes. None of this is on purpose. Chris also does our theme music. Jonathan Mann is on our lullabies. You can commission a song from him at jonathanmann.net, song.jonathanmann.net. Scotty, Jennifer, and Kenny are on our artwork. Eric and the team at Astound are on our website. You can check out them at the bottom of our website. You'll link right to them. Everyone at Night Vale Presents, check out all those amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com. All of our patrons, if you're curious about the Patreon, you know, now we're trying to do like exclusive things like episodes on there. So check out the goals and you can do it at sleepwithmepodcast.com/patron. If you're ever curious about that, I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter. And I want to thank our listeners. They have their own Facebook group, and it's moderated and narrated over there by Keith and Laura, Julie and Jennifer, Stacy and Sarah. And that's it. What do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's stuff on your mind you're thinking about, you know, anything physically you're feeling or dealing with, or anything emotional, like emotionally bubbling up that you're experiencing. I'm here to keep you company and to try to take your mind off of that. And the way I'm going to do that is try to create a place where you feel welcome, a safe place where I'm going to do my best to treat you with dignity and respect, in a warm smile, in a warm room with, you know, with airflow. So you could say, well, I prefer to be by the warm stuff or the airflow stuff. You know, personalized fans, probably not misters, but, you know, those misters are popular. But what you also want me to do is send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, rusty tangents, faded sleep dust. Here's a new one. There is one part of my brain that is right on the money sometimes. It said, gunk-filled gadgets? Is that what it... No, gunk-filled gimmicks. Gunky gimmicks. That's... Okay, sorry, I got it. I got some little kid part of my brain. It was good. Great job with that idea. Maybe we'll come back to that. Gunky gimmicks and your great idea. I don't want to, that was praise. I was supposed to do encouragement. We'll go back to that though. But if you're new, welcome. This podcast is a little bit different. So let me tell you a couple of things. Don't try to figure it out. You can, but it's easier if you just kind of kick back and passively kind of consume the podcast. Just like if you're laying there looking at clouds or listening to birds or the humming of summer evening in general, the humming of me trying to string words together of a summer evening in general. It's easier to consume it that way. But the podcast, structurally, here's what to expect if you're new. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's essential to keeping the show going, especially for those of you that fall asleep really fast. But you can find all that when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow at our website, sleepwithmepodcast.com. Then we have an intro. And the intro is kind of a show within a show where I try to introduce the podcast and make a metaphor for how it works. And thus far, we haven't settled on anything. So it's kind of the whole idea of the podcast is, yeah, that I can try to earn your trust, remind you that this is a safe place and I'm here to help, remind you that you do deserve a good night's sleep and some comfort and some soothing, and hopefully I could provide some of that. Now, the podcast doesn't work for everybody. Some people find my creaky dulcet tones creaky, more on the creaky side than the dulcet side. In my meanders, they say, well, they're one step beyond pointless. So just see how it goes. And as most of feedback I get, and this is true as far as the feedback goes or the reviews, it takes two or three tries for people to be like, oh, okay. So give it a few tries. And that's not a pressure from my end. It's that I'd love it if this podcast can help you fall asleep or relax or unwind at bedtime. But it doesn't work for everybody. So I appreciate you checking it out. So that's the intro. Then tonight we'll be talking about some things at the New York State Fair, which is kind of a little bit of an ongoing theme here at this summer season. And then the show ends with some thank yous and some good nights. And between the intro and the story part of the show is some more business. So that's the structure of the show. If you're new, here's a strange thing. It's a podcast you don't need to listen to. Who would have thunk of that? It's a podcast you can listen to if you need to, or you could kind of listen. You could partially listen. And like I said, that might be part of why it takes a few tries. You say, oh, okay, this is how I think I'll listen to the show with it barely audible. And I say, great, if that's what works for you, terrific. Or I'll listen to the intro while I'm getting ready for bed, and then I'll get in bed, turn out the lights, and listen to the story. Or some people listen on rotation all night long. Or some people put a podcast on at 3 in the morning when they wake up. So whatever it is, however you want to listen, experiment and see what works for you. But you don't need to listen, like, intently. Like, I'm not going to, clearly there's not really a... You know what I mean. I'll give some examples. Like I said, I have gunky gimmicks, and they're gunk filled. Yeah, and I have this little kid here that I didn't even discover. Some pitch kid. Can I call you pitch kid? Kid pitch. Okay. Well, we settled on a nickname. Are you related to my internal child? Okay. Well, we'll get back to you. I got to finish letting the new listeners in. But thanks, Kid Pitch. Oh, boy, Kid Pitch. And this isn't a joke. Sometimes people think I'm, like, putting you on. I literally have never connected with Kid Pitch, and Kid Pitch clearly lives within me somewhere. Now, unfortunately, at bedtime, Kid Pitch isn't there. A more adult version of Kid Pitch is there. Maybe it even starts with, like a word that rhymes with that, but it has to do with complaining about everything. So that's what keeps me asleep or awake. And that's one of the reasons why I make this show, because I've been there. Oh, but here's the other thing about the podcast. If you're new, there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. And there are listeners that listen all the way to the end that can't fall asleep. And so I'm there for them. But maybe in some unifying way, I don't know if that could make this place feel even safer, because it does for me somehow, that I know I'm going to be here till the very end for them, or berry end. If I fell into the world of strawberry shortcake, I'd say I'll be here to the berry end. But that you're not alone. I mean, that's one of the main messages in this show for every listener, for you in particular. You're not alone. I may not be able to exactly identify with what's keeping you up, and it may be something just temporary. But I've been there tossing and turning, and I want to try to help. So that's kind of some stuff around the show. But as Kid Pitch was saying, hey, Kid Pitch, you want to sit in my lap? Oh, great. I'm here with Kid Pitch, some part of me, ancient, I would say. I know you don't look ancient, Kid Pitch, but I forgot the other words other than ancient. And I don't think you're archetypal, because I never heard Jung talk about Kid Pitching before. But you're an idea generator, maybe. Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to try to listen to you from this day forward. What was your name again? Sorry, Kid Pitch. That was just a cheap joke. But you were, Kid Pitch, tell me more about this gunky gimmicks. Oh, yeah, you just like that metaphor. I do. I can switch her. It's got alliteration, so that's always a winner for a sleep podcast. Sleep show. Well, it's a podcast, so it's a little different. I don't know if sleep shows actually, like, it doesn't feel alliterative to me. Okay, just move. Okay, thanks, Kid Pitch. Actually, Kid Pitch feels alliterative, even though it isn't. How about, does it feel that way for you? It just has a nice ring to it. You're right about that. Much better than Pitch Kid. Right, your Kid Pitch. Yeah, so, like, that is a new thing. Maybe we'll work our way into the intro. Gunky gimmicks. Do you think my show, I try not to make Sleep With Me gimmicky, but I think the idea of having a gunky gimmick, I mean, I want Sleep With Me to feel a little bit sticky. You're right, like a morass, like people are going through it, and eventually they're slipping, like, into sleep, like a cloudy morass. Kid Pitch can't stop giggling, everybody, so I better finish this up. I just cracked a Kid Pitch up with using the word morass. There you go. There Kid Pitch goes again. Well, at least we know the Kid Pitch is somewhere between 12 and 80 years old. I don't want to make a morass out of you and me. Well, actually, maybe I do, because if we're going to have gunky gimmicks, you're right. But a nice gunky gimmick that'll slow people down. Hypoallergenic gunk for sure, Kid Pitch, totally. Yeah, with the softest, most organic ingredients, of course, to let people rest in their bed. Oh, yeah, definitely warmed gunky gimmicks invented by Kid Pitch, whatever the date is that you're listening to this, whatever the year is. Hopefully when I need pitches, though. Kid Pitch, where are you when I say, like that time, like when I actually need some words, like do you participate in adult conversations? Because that's when I say, hamana, hamana, hamana. You're just giggling. Oh, because I'm in my head's up my own morass. Oh boy. Kid Pitch, you could go on tour. You're hilarious. I don't know if there is like a morass okay, never mind. That wasn't even to make you laugh. Let me get back to the new listener. So that was Kid Pitch, with a new, way to describe Sleep With Me is, having some gunky gimmicks. And I don't think that the creaky dulcets and the pointless meanders are too, they're more gunky than gimmicky, but they're there to help. And, if you're new again, I appreciate you coming by. I appreciate you checking the show out. And I'm here to try to help. I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night. And I strive and I yearn and I work very hard because I really want to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for coming by. And let's hear a few ways we keep the show going. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right. Hey, everybody. It's Scoots, and we're doing some New York State Fair coverage. This will be our second, our return to New York State Fair coverage, I guess. I don't know if this is coming out about two or three episodes after the last one. So we're going to be talking about the New York State Fair. Last time we talked a little bit about the history and stuff about the fair, but I thought we'd talk about a couple, talk about a few things, and I'll run through what we're going to talk about. I thought we'd talk about the food, some things to see and do at the fair, particularly the Midway, and take a look at the names of some of the Midway attractions and see if I can divine just from the names, what to expect. And then I'll look at some maps of the fair and maybe take us, see what comes up. Let's just see what comes up. I did want to say, I don't know if I talked about this the last time I talked about the fair, but the fair really is a big deal to a child growing up in Syracuse, New York, at least to me. But I think I've heard from a couple of people just mentioning it. I mean, this is, the other episode has not come out. And, I mean, it marked the end of summer in the best way possible. It really was, it could be, what do they call it, what did I already use? It could be a rite of passage and a major event. And it was really fun. It could be a family thing or not, or a friend thing. And not only is it, I guess it's one of those things that's still going on. So it has the nostalgia and the present tense. So then it's something that's intergenerationally enjoyed. I did want to, it just has a lot of memories there and a lot to it. And most of it, the good news is mostly positive. Yeah, so I just wanted to say that before we get started. Let's talk about some things about the... because there are some... The music is what we covered last week in the history. But other things, depending on your age, were the food. It was a big deal. like, because here's another thing I learned. I had not gone to the state fair from, I would say, 1997 until, like, in the past the aughts. I don't think from 1997 till probably, like, 2010 or 11, I had not been to the New York State Fair. And mostly that was a combination of timing and powerlessness. Like, I was in a relationship with a teacher, and California schools would start when the fair was, and it's pretty expensive to fly to Syracuse, New York, just because of the lack of traffic, and so it just wasn't a time of year I would go to visit Syracuse or the central New York area. And so it had been a long time when I finally went back, and I've actually also had the opportunity to go back as, I went a couple of years before sobriety, and I didn't realize even, going into it, that it's like, oh, consumption for a lot of people, particularly people like me, is a big deal, big part of the fair, and incredibly cost-effective, actually, compared to other stadium-based or theme park events. So the first time I returned, I couldn't believe the pricing. I was like, holy cow, but then, I was like, can I return to this? Much like theme parks, I said, I don't know if I could return to this as a sober person, but I was able to, and I was able to enjoy it a lot. And I guess so, and I was able to enjoy it with family. And so it's just been interesting for me as well. I mean, I guess it is the heat and the humidity makes it, adds a level of difficulty. As I said, this is your plan. If you can swing this, and this is what I would try to do. But, you know, for me, it's a lot of managing. How are we getting there with my siblings and stuff? And I haven't been back in that area in a few years. So I haven't been to the fair since, I think, 2015, as I said. But it's like, if you're going to go to the Midway, just go to the Midway for the afternoon or the evening. And that would be all you do. And then you just leave. And you keep it a compact time. Maybe a few hours. Or maybe you do 1 or 2 hours of fair-related things and then the Midway. And then another day you experience the fair, the exhibits, the shows and things. Or I think it's over 2 weeks. So maybe you could go more than twice. But don't try to do everything at once. I guess that's what I'm saying. Just a nice leisurely pace. Or Ray's advice, go in the morning, go for a few hours, then go home and rest, or go somewhere and rest, get out of the heat, sleep, and then go back. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Okay, so let me get up my research here, and I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm going to run through. I got two articles here about food at the fair. One is from the New York State Fair website. It's the 10 craziest food concoctions at the fair. And some of these I may have to skip, and some maybe I've never, actually the first one I've never even heard of, but it sounds good. A deep fried breakfast, ready to eat an entire deep fried breakfast to get your morning going. Jim Hasbrook from Fried Specialties created another one of his tasty treats. It includes bacon, sausage, ham, hash browns, and eggs, doused in French toast and pancake batter, and deep fried to perfection. Sounds okay. That doesn't that's not for me. Sweet and savory, a whole sandwich. I would take a bite. I would take a deep fried breakfast bite, Jim. And maybe a little paper container full of them, with 6 or 7, and I could share. But yeah, that's not for me. They also, Fried Specialties has you covered for other things. Thick cut bacon battered with Doritos, deep fried with chipotle and cheddar cheese. Also, chocolate-covered crickets and grasshoppers deep-fried. Yes, you read that right, according to the recipe. Okay, then they have, a drink that I got to skip over. But tomato, tomato mix-based adult beverage. Yeah, next one is bacon bomb. sausage, bacon, cheese, and bread in one. That's the bacon bomb. Let's see, it's Italian sausage, which is a key. We'll go to that. Wrapped in smoked bacon, bacon crumbles, cheddar cheese, barbecue sauce, and a tasty steak roll. Yeah, that does sound good, but I think Italian sausage, here's the thing I would say, like just like a grandmother might say, Italian sausage just does just fine on its own. You don't need to wrap a Gianelli Italian sausage, at least in a bacon. This one got a lot of press a few years back, the Big Kahuna Donut Burger, which is a quarter pounder with a glazed donut as a bun. And again, I'm not a big, I said, well, I would try that like a slider, Big Kahuna, like a donut slider, maybe. And hey, get with it, no offense, get with the times and make it into a cronut anyway, which maybe they did. Or maybe they'll steal my idea and make a bunch of money. Good for them. Here's a Recess Affogato Special Donut Espresso Utopia. It's as good as it sounds. A perfect pick-me-up. A Geddes Bakery donut is topped with ice cream, bacon, maple syrup. A lot of bacon and stuff here. Maple syrup and a shot of espresso. And Recess Coffee is the fair's only coffee provider. Oh, it's not the only coffee provider, but it's the only full-service coffee shop. Okay, I'm beginning to see a theme here. Maple Bacon Espresso Milkshake. This is a two times, this is made the list two other times. I think you got it. You don't even know any. Kangaroo Speedies. I saw this on other lists. This looks good. I don't think it's made from kangaroo, by the way. Maybe it is, though. Oh, goodness, it is. I thought that was just the name of the place. Okay, I'll pass on that. Too cute for me. A Speedy, which is a dish local to Binghamton, is marinated cubes of meat on a roll. But this, okay, we'll just skip over that. I don't, no offense, I don't like, don't appreciate it. How about this one, the Milky Bun? It's going to be a talk, this is new this year, and yeah, 2018. It's going to be a talk of the fairgrounds. This is a... donut, of course, cut in half with ice cream. So ice cream donut sandwich with toppings inside. I guess maybe cereal toppings. So not exactly, like, again, I said, well, okay, I've had that. No offense, Milky Bun, but a few times. This one is, now this one, I don't think I've had it. I think I've tasted it, and this is a hit. And I think it's really well priced, and maybe I actually had a whole one. It really, this would be a strong buy in my opinion, which is a hot beef sundae. Now, before you start thinking it's like these other things, it's not, it's more like a trick of the words. It may look like an ice cream sundae, but don't let that fool you. The New York Beef Council's behind it. I mean, think about the weight they carry. It's a savory, not sweet. It's a mashed potatoes, a thin sliced roast beef, cheddar cheese, a sour cream. It actually has gravy that's not listed in there, and a cherry tomato on top. And I'll tell you what, the copywriter missed that because the gravy is the hot fudge or whatever, a caramel, like for the sundae look, and that's what really makes it good. And probably some butter because gravy with mashed potatoes and the beef already in there. And then you have the cheese and the sour cream to creamify the mashed potatoes. Really good. A strong recommend on that. Mexican corn, fresh roasted corn stands have added a new item, an improved twist on a fair favorite, roasted corn. This comes with roasted corn with a mixture of mayonnaise, cajeta cheese, Cotija cheese, spicy seasoning, and a hint of lime. So that sounds good. That is good. And then they have some vegan food. It just says bonus vegan food. But it has a variety of options. Like all the meat that people are eating, they have vegan, fake vegan versions. Which from a marketing's perspective, they could, I think this one's from iloveny.com. Okay, this has a lot of the similar things. This does have the fried breakfast. He calls Jim Hasbrook the fried specialties honcho. This is another popular drink, which I'm comfortable saying just because it's so popular. It's a wine slushy. That's a big thing at the fair because it's so hot, and the Finger Lakes are known for their wine. So you see a lot of people beating the heat with their wine slushies. I think there's even wine slushy t-shirts. Now, here's where this is the first one where my family will eat at, which is Dinosaur Barbecue. And now they're like a chain of restaurants. So it used to just be one. It began as a 55-gallon drum at Biker Pit Stops. And they have a huge co-run, or at least when I last time I was there, a co-run stand with Gianelli Sausage. Really in a bunch of options and meals. Really good for the kids, even. Another one is deep-fried matzo balls. Kosher fare has been neglected from the state fair menus. Come on, get with the timelessness. What in the heck? The arrival of the Oaks at Menorah Park means the fair is getting its first certified kosher stand. Holy mackerel. But, you know, progress is progress, I guess. And talk about a missed opportunity. If you have a time machine, why don't you go back and open up this stand? Well, I say, okay, well. But, yeah, they're going to have deep-fried matzo balls, blintzes, knishes. Yeah, they're going to have deep-fried matzo balls, blintzes, and other beloved favorites. Now, this one is a different twist on the Big Kahuna Burger. This is also from Big Kahuna. So it's a donut dog. Of course, it's wrapped in bacon. And this is an eyebrow raising as a meal anywhere outside of the Great New York State Fair. Also, there's food trucks. So they have a competition. Oh, for a nominal $3, samples will be on hand from 30 different trucks. Each sample. That's September 2nd and 3rd. I don't know if that's 2017 or 2018. You have the butter sculpture, which you can't eat. So it's not technically edible, they say, but you should look at it because it really is cool. And like I said, be sure to read that award-winning screenplay, Butter, and watch the movie. Then Taste NY Pavilion. This is a building we do eat here. Yeah, I think this is one of when I'm with my brother Dan. I think this because you can get a picnic table and then everybody can pick where they want to eat. So if you have everybody has different tastes and it's inside, so you're out of the heat. You get free samples from hundreds of mom and pop businesses, the local line. This might be different. This might be the marketplace. Then they had deep fried Oreos, which is pretty strict. That's at Fried Specialties, and of course all the other things. Meat Sunday, as I said, vegan chicken wings. That's at the Strong Hearts Cafe with other healthy contenders, including salads and smoothies. Deep-fried alligator. That's at Cars Cove. I think that's probably the one with the roux, which I said, okay, forget about it. And here's one I don't know if I've said. Here's the New York Harvester. It's a two-pound deep-fried Thanksgiving extravaganza. Sandwich between two sourdough slices, you'll find deep-fried turkey, deep-fried mashed potatoes, deep-fried stuffing, and deep-fried bacon. Oh, and there's cheese and cranberry sauce, in case you were worried. Now, every ingredient is local to the state. New York State should be sponsoring this, by the way, but maybe I'd have to ask for that instead of assuming they would just find me. So they did talk about some foods, but they did miss some big traditional meals. But they did miss some traditional meals. So when we go through the map, I'll talk about the place where my brother likes to bring us to eat. And usually I do a more of a grazing menu myself so that I don't actually have a meal. Or I'll split things with my daughter so that I can eat at more than one place. And I think the likelihood of me making it to New York State Fair would depend on if I could get a rewards flight. Pretty unlikely but possible I would make it in 2018. Yeah, but I do want to talk about, so the dinosaur right at Chevy Court that we talked about last week is a big tent with dinosaur and Gianelli sausage. And this is, I guess, just a kind of, I'm a person of habit, is that, like, I'll still get some Gianelli sausage or some dinosaur. I'll usually split it with somebody. Even though most of the time I'm back there, I eat Gianelli sausage and Hoffman hot dogs for every other meal. And then I'll try to go to Dinosaur Barbecue to eat once. So that's one place. Another place that I can't, like, that my dad particularly likes to eat is another place that already exists in Syracuse, which is called Twin Trees Pizza. And I have found myself eating at least one meal there because it's a different tasting pizza than you can get in California and outside of New York. Now, it's not drastically different. It's not New York style, New York City style pizza. It's just like a local pizza. I don't know how to explain it. And it just, the sauce has its own, it's just good pizza, I guess. That's the simplest way to explain it. And that's also right by the Milk Bar, I think. Not that I would ever have milk and pizza together, but, and there is another stand near Twin Trees, because my sister has three kids, that features most things that are a dollar. So like dollar hamburgers and dollar. So if you're shopping on a bargain, there's a real bargain. There's that place. Though for the most part, you don't really get sticker shock at the fair. That was one of the things when I finally returned after my like 15-year hiatus or whatever. Or maybe even, yeah, maybe probably like 15-year hiatus. I said, holy cow, like I don't have sticker shock. Like usually when you go to a theme park, because I think it's so competitive. And then there's fried dough is another thing I didn't see mentioned, which is very traditionally, when I was in grammar school, what everybody would talk about. And I think I probably got it, but not recently. So I can't really review it. Because usually I'm like doughed out if I had the pizza. They say, well, probably have something cool like ice cream or something like that. And usually here's another tip is like, if you bring a kid, say, hey, well, what do you think? Let's look around for a treat and we'll get one treat while you're here, but let's not get the treat immediately. So, oh, you saw that? Okay, let's think about it. Is that the treat you want? And, you know, try to use that as a built a behavior mod and something to look forward to, but also so they don't say, well, I want that the first treat I saw. Just a free piece of advice. And probably other stuff about the fair will come up. Let's see. Oh, this was somehow, oh, this is a 2014 schedule from our last round. Okay, this is an interesting list before, like, I saw that I hadn't seen before. This I'll just run through. This is a list of all the attractions, not the Midway. The Agricultural and Carriage Museums. I think I've been to those, and they're really cool. There's the Agriculture and Livestock Competitions. Animal Cracker Conspiracy. What is this? Oh, this is new. Ancient Art Forms Brought to Life. It looks like it's puppets, like puppeteers, a stiltwalker puppeteer kind of thing. Like they continue to inspire with audacious designs and inimitable presence. There's the antique tractor display. There's ARCY. Doing art, Ryan Christensen, who's doing mural art, large scale mural art, who's worked for the Smithsonian, Park Service, Walt Disney Museum. So that'll be cool. Ryan will be in the Times Square area near the International Building. There's Armed Forces Day, where you can ideally get in for free. There'll be a celebration. The Veterans Memorial, there's arts and crafts exhibitions, there's the Arts and Home Center with the Demonstration Kitchen and the Empire Theater. Here's where I'll be, Bandolini, the one-man band, jaw-dropping 100% live musical one-man band show. And I did see this, and it's great, so check that out. This is also new. Bear Hollow wood carvers, cutting edge chainsaw sculptures. Don't forget to put this on your schedule. August 29th is Beef Day. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Also not sponsoring this podcast, but it could. A lot of things going on for even a way to raise things for hungry people that are less fortunate. Little Caesars is sponsoring, of all things, the Birds of Prey at the Hawk Creek Wildlife Center. There's the butter and cheese sculptures. Don't forget those. There's the Corona Circus, the fourth generation of circus performers. There's culinary competitions. There's a Dairy Cow Live Birthing Center. August 31st is Dairy Day. Let's see if they have a punchline here. State Fair's official beverage is milk, and the official snack is yogurt with an exclamation point. And new this year, you could test your dairy knowledge with a dairy knowledge card. So do that. There's also the dairy products building. That's where the butter sculpture is, and maybe the cheese sculpture. And that's where the milk bar, Rainbow Milk Bar. There's the Dairyland stage adjacent to Chevy Court within the Dairy Products Building. Moving daily performances. And I did see a couple there. New this year's Downbeat Percussion features energetic drummers. They're from Elbridge, New York. Also new this year is the Empire Experience stage, 13 days of free entertainment. Inside a new New York Experience Festival grounds, three times a day. The Empire Room, which we talked about, that's also a restaurant. Family Fishing and I Fish New York Day, that is August 27th. Don't forget about the food. Gospel Music Weekend, August 26th and August 27th. That's pretty handy. It's also Fishing Day and I don't know what Beef Day was officially, 29th. So it's not on Beef Day. But that's a good, that'd be a good weekend. Joyful Voices, Talent Showcase, Uplifting Music. The Hall of Health is in the industry building. That's a good one. There's some interactive stuff with kids. And how about this? I haven't seen this one, but Hilby, the Skinny German Juggler, sponsored by Gianelli Sausage. Let's see, hilarious movements through participation, catapults, marshmallows, Velcro, bowling balls, a fusion, poetry in motion. Sounds awesome. That's at the Sports Activity Center, Historic Train Exhibit, the Horticultural Building. I've actually, to be honest, I've used restrooms in a lot of these buildings. The Horticultural Building is one of the older buildings. It's just beautiful. On the inside and the outside, and that's where the dollar potato is. Also, they have sweet potatoes, too. New this year, Isle of New York exhibit will be in the Center of Progress to promote tourism in New York. LED video walls, daily prizes, and lift tickets will be giving away. Also new this year is the iFlip Aerial Show. Quadruple base structure. It places once again Milford Entertainment and the leader in acrobatic thrill shows. 25-minute show, aerial bungee, tramp wall, sphere, power track, and more. It sounds cool. You can use your taste buds in the International Building. That's where my brother likes the International Building. Explore the fair's renovated International Building. Find specialties from around the world. Yet that has a lot of options for everybody, and it's inside, and it's cool. And another spot where you could use a restroom. The Iroquois Indian Village learn about the culture and heritage of the original New Yorkers at the Iroquois Indian Village. You'll experience traditional music, dance, crafts, and custom of the Iroquois. This section of the fairgrounds has been dedicated to the Six Nation program since 1928. You could come see the new Turtle Mound, where traditional dances take place three times daily. And also there's this is just on a nicer, quieter side of the fair. And yeah, I think there's a little bit more shade, so you can sit in, sit down, take in some of the dancing, look at the exhibits. I always find this area where I feel like I'm getting away. Yeah, the Kiddyland Midway is for the younger crowd, set apart from the main Midway, which is nice. Labor Day, they have fireworks, Mango and Dango, another one-of-a-kind theatrical circus show. They're a crowd favorite, but they're new this year, and it's good to see so many live performers. I really have to tip my hat. There's also a Maritime History Showcase in the boat building. There's a milking parlor, observation room where you can watch cows get milked and learn about the milk's journey from moo to ewe. There's moo ewe guided tours. Moo ewe guided tours want to change the way the general public views the livestock industry. So maybe that sounds like a little bit of, New York Maple Center, enjoy a sweet taste of maple syrup, maple cotton. Whoa, wait a second. Maple cotton candy. Holy macaroni. Okay, book my tickets. I don't care. I'll just go to State Fair for a day and fly back here. I mean, it takes a day to fly each way, but it's located in the Horticulture Building. Book my ticket. I mean, really, holy maple cotton candy. And hey, how come that wasn't in the list of foods? Come on. New York State Christmas Tree Growers Association gets you in the mood for the holiday season, people. Come on. Heart-shaped novelty, but it has heart-shaped novelties. Christmas trees, wreaths and centerpieces. A New York State Fair history exhibit. You know, my brother said there's this book he read and bought or got as a gift. I think we bought it for him called... State Fair story that he really loves. It's written by someone local. There's a New York State Grange building. Then the old country party bands, dancers, singers, and lots of cloggers. There's an international horse show. The New York State Lottery Players Pavilion. Actually, this is, I have to say, if you need like a cheaper free giveaways for your kids. I want to say that if you wait in line, you could get like a stress ball or something for free there. Let's see. New York Suffrage Centennial and Exhibit located in the Art and Home Center with a history of the New York suffrage movement. A map highlighting 13 New York destinations for further exploration of women's rights in the 70-year battle for suffrage. A celebration of a Susan B. Anthony's House 2020 quilts. An ongoing project of collaborative textile. Cool. And in the Hall of Veterinary Health. Pan-African Village. Pirates of Colombian Caribbean, you guys better have your legal team ready. Aerial High, another live show, High Wire Thrill Show. Yeah, so that's cool. It is your typical, who wrote this? It's your typical good pirates against bad pirates in the never-ending battle for a treasure map. Oh, here's cool. This is Poppin' Candy, the official mascots of the New York State Fair. New York State Fair has two great mascots, Pop and Candy. Pop is an ear of corn. Wouldn't he be pre-pop then? Well, Candy is as cute as a button candy apple, each representing New York State agriculture. They'll be appearing around the fairgrounds. I think my daughter did meet the corn person once. There's the potato booth. There's Pride Day is August 25th. So I think you could get in Pride Day, Gospel Weekend, and the fishing all in one weekend. Sand sculpture is over in the Center Progress Building. They're made by Team Santastic. Shopping is everywhere. Then there's the Sky River Butterfly Exhibit. We did go to this. I think it's, oh, it's $2. It's worth it, though. Truly breathtaking. The exhibit also has a serious side, educating everyone on the need to protect the habitat of these delightful creatures. What are you laughing about, Scoots? Nothing. Special day parades. Each of our special days, 6 p.m., there'll be a parade. See them popping candy, marching bands, local organizations. A lot of cool stuff. There's a sports activity center. There's the Star Spangled Challenge. It begins each day at 10 a.m. With a live rendition of Star Spangled Banner. And there'll be a competition to find talented singers for the Daily Anthem maybe the next year. A STEAM exhibit, Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics, will feature hand-eye activities and workshops. So check that out. Oh my gosh. Challenge Showcase. New York State's finest child, teen, and adult performers sing and dance. I read it first. I thought it was a search for New York's finest child. And I was like, what in the heck? It's like the fair version of American Idol. Taste NY, which is where you can find new favorite foods and drinks, and it's back better than ever. Free samples and products for sale. Local foods and other great gourmet things. The food truck competition and the beer. Okay, skip that one. Timber Sports and Forestry Day, September 2nd. Don't miss it. A draft horse demonstration, collegiate timber sports teams, including cross cutting, log rolling, speed climbing, and more. Yeah, that sounds rad. The Top of Cop Academy, sponsored by Syracuse Pools. This sounds like another comedy action show. Yeah, interactive show. Where they recruit from the audience, then they work out push-ups and jumping jacks. The veterans and 9/11 memorials in front of the horticultural building, you know, that's where you go for Armed Forces Day. There's Waterbark, which is where audiences will be thrilled as the President's Choice Dog Super Dog teams. Wait, which president chose these dogs? Milford Entertainment, unprecedented, unparalleled, and unbelievable show, Waterbark. One word. In a custom pool, so you can see the action above and below the surface. Superdogs come together for jaw-dropping ability, agility, and hilarious antics. There's the Wegmans Demonstration Kitchen. There's the Wolf Center. And there's a World of Horses. So that's all the things that came up. Holy mackerel. All right, here's a list of all the Midway rides and Midway stuff. But I'll sleepify everything. Don't worry. And, you know, try to determine what it is. Some of them will be easy. Some of them won't. And just in case, Monday through Thursday, the Midway's open from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., but make sure you're like 9 p.m., you hit the road, trust me. Friday and Saturday, it's open until midnight. But yeah, okay, so let's take a look at the rides. Alpine Bobs, that's a pretty standard ride. And I went on it, the last time I went on it was the last time I was there with my daughter. And I don't know, I said, wait a second, did I used to like these things? It's just the one... It's a very simple bob ride. You know what it is. Balloon Fiesta Wheel. I'll say the Balloon Fiesta Wheel is more than likely a kiddie ride where balloons, it's like a tiny merry-go-round with four or five things. It would look like balloons holding up little things for the kids to sit in. Then there's the Berry-Go-Round, which sounds like it's like a merry-go-round, but you sit in a strawberry. I've seen that. There's two carousels with no details. The circus train. Now, that could be a couple things. I think a circus train is like a free-running train that you just get in and it, like, makes a loop of the midway. It's like, so it's not actually on tracks. It's like kind of like, you see it even in street fairs. It's popular. The cliff, let's see. a hangar of cliffs or something. I don't know what that is. Construction zone. I have no clue what that is. That would be a good name. I mean, that would be a good name and theme for a fun house, but I don't think it is. It's probably, I really don't know. Crazy Daisy Teacups, which is pretty standard. Crazy Submarine. I think that one is like a pirate ship for kids that's not as intense, like a submarine just kind of goes around, like, slower. Cuckoo House, that is definitely HAUS. That's a fun house, probably. That's a good, I mean, it sounds like a great fun house, by the way. Delusion, it's one word. So that could be another Bob style. That sounds like some sort of, who knows what it is, actually. I have no idea. I'm still thinking about going to the Cuckoo House. And I didn't even realize it was a joke, too, because of that HAUS. But that does sound like I'd like to visit that. Dizzy Dragons is similar to the berries, but instead of the berries, you sit in the belly of a dragon. It's a kid's ride. A dragon wagon. That sounds like a kiddie coaster. That's a dragon. A drag strip mega slide. That's super slide, but probably. But with a slight theme. A dream wheel, I would assume, is cloud, like a Ferris wheel with clouds. Elephants, just one word. No idea. Enterprise, just one word. No idea. One of those is going to be that Gravitron, probably. One of those two, maybe. Flying Bobs, that's just another Bob ride. It probably is like, did we already cover Alpine Bobs? Was that the first one? Yeah. I remember one year we went, and it was hot, and they were spraying everyone on the Bob ride with a hose. It was so much fun. And that was when I was in, like, a sophomore in high school, though. Where was it? Okay. Freak out. So that could be a fun house, maybe. Freebird. What? Two words, though. So I don't know what Freebird would be. Maybe I'm always imagining all these are kiddie. Genesis. That's an Old Testament ride for sure. A giant scooter. Again, giant wheel. That's probably the big Ferris wheel. Happy swing. That's a swing that makes you happy. Fun mansion. That's another fun house. One of those pretzel stuff. It could be a pretzel ride. Helicopters is there twice. One of those will be a kid's helicopter ride with plastic helicopters. It's kind of like a little bit like somewhere between a Ferris wheel and a merry-go-round. Usually there's another one that's just like a merry-go-round, like the one where you drive the cars. Hollywood Funhouse. Call the guys from Hollywood Handbook. Tell them to get over here. Here's the best name and best use of alliteration. Jalopy Junction. That could probably be where the kids drive. Jalopies. Jumping Star. No idea what that is. But that could be like where you bungee jump, maybe. Landslide. Don't know what that is. That could be just another giant slide. Lolly Swings. So that's probably the swing ride in a lollipop theme. Manhattan Helicopters. No idea. Oh, I just saw a picture of Starship 4000. So occasionally they have a picture on the side, but not for the things I need it for. Monster Trucks, that's where kids drive. Mulligan Wheel. Means you get to go twice. Maybe it's a golf themed. Observation Tower, that's where you just go up and you look around. Orbiter, Pirate, that's one of the most classy rides. Rockstar, then here's great news, there's two scooters listed, just scooter and then scooter. So one is probably where the kids get to drive a pretend scooter, that's a merry-go-round type ride. Sea Dragon. That could be a flume ride or a kiddie coaster. Silly Safari. Maybe that's Kid Rock. It could be a good fun house. A Silver Streak. No clue. Not a clue. I mean, Silver Streak could be anything. Maybe that's like a roller coaster type ride. Sizzler. Probably a, I don't know, maybe a pretzel ride. Speed. That sounds like a ride that goes fast. Storm. That could be, that sounds like it spins. Street 360. No idea. Maybe some sort of car. Then Super Himalaya and Super Polar Himalaya. Are those also Bob rides? I know the Himalaya, it sounds familiar. Then Super Slide, Teacups, Tilt-A-Whirl, Tornado, Umbrella Boats, Umbrella Cycles, Umbrella Sports Cars. Maybe that just means there's an umbrella over the whole thing. Up, Up, and Away, Wacky Worm Coaster, Whitewater, which looks like a flume ride, Zipper, and there's another Z ride. So it looks like a pretty good number of rides. Let me see if I click through to the Wade Show's site, if I could actually look up what the... Oh, wait, they do have pictures here. Let me open it in a Safari. Okay, let's just try to figure out a couple of these. Cuckoo House, I just want to see a picture of that one. The Delusion, that'll be good to see. What were some of the ones I was really confused about? Freebird, let's check that one. Giant Scooter and Scooter, we should see what those are. Hollywood Funhouse, Jalopy Junction. Yeah, let's see if there's a difference between these other two scooters. Oh, yeah, and then the Himalaya, because since I was like, what is that? Yeah, let's see what we got here. Okay, it's not totally working here. Okay, so Giant Scooter is like where the cars like bump into each other, if you know what I mean. Yeah. The Street Seas 360 is, it looks like a like up and down ride. Himalaya and Super Polar Himalaya are Bob rides, so I was correct. So it's pretty wild that they have like four or five Bob rides there. Freebird goes in a loop. What else we got here? Let's see. Pirate, we already know. That's classic. Enterprise is like a bit like a Ferris wheel, but a bit more to do. Drag Strip Mega Slide is a slide, but it looks like it has like where you race other kids. Okay, and also just look here at the Bear You Go Round was a Bear Fair. You get to sit inside of a bear. Cuckoo House looks awesome. Holy mackerel. I think my daughter went in that. Drag Strip Fun Slide. We saw a giant wheel. Oh, Jalopy Junction. Yeah, okay, let me see if I can get a little bit better picture here. Yeah, Jalopy Junction is where you get to pretend you're driving in a circle. Let's see what else we have. Lolly Swings is actually more kiddie version of the swings ride. Let's see, Observation Tower, Puppy Roll, that's inside of a puppy. Scooter is, yeah, those are just where, let me just double click though. Yeah, so those are where the cars bump into each other. Silly Safari is a fun house, and that looks pretty cool. Let's see if we have anything. I think that kind of covers it, huh? Like Tilt-A-Whirl, everybody knows that one. Wacky Worm. They even make a ride called the Wacky Shack, but that's not at the State Fair. That's just made by Wade Shows. So those are some things to look forward to at the New York State Fair. And if you just relax and picture the Cuckoo House with a kindly clock slowly rotating, but it's just enough relaxing. It's motion. There's a bird that has come out of the top of the clock, and it's on a bit of a spring, bouncing gently, not making any noise, though. and you're relaxing. Maybe there's a relaxing hint of Oompa-pa music. Lederhosen, you know, the feeling of Lederhosen, at least in the air, as you relax and you sink a little deeper in, just like you're walking on the moon, and you rest. Good nights. All right, I want to thank Kat, Lisa, and Amber for supporting the show on Patreon. Thanks, and good night. And also Colin, Code Like a Girl, and Carol. Thanks, and good night. Jeff, Mar, and Ollie. Thanks, and good night. Samantha, Elise, and Margaret. Thanks, and good night. Shalimar, Jennifer, and Stephanie. Thanks, and good night. Kyle, Anthony, and Gregory. Thanks, and good night. Stephen, Jamie, and Matt. Thanks, and good night. Eric, Elizabeth, and Jim. Thanks, and good night. Joaquin, Kate, and CCA. Thanks, and good night. Benjamin, Ty, and Chriselle. Thanks, and good night. Eliza, Ka, and Jessica. Thanks, and good night. Lauren, Margot, and Diana. Thanks, and good night. Ryan, Sienna, and Lisa. Thanks, and good night. Kate, Greta, and Adam. Thanks, and good night. Carrie, Zachary, and Jessica. Thanks, and good night. Liam, Patrick, and Joan. Thanks, and good night. Eric, Alina, and Jackie. Thanks, and good night. Kelsey, Serena, and Ruth. Thanks, and good night. Nick, John, and Alex. Thanks, and good night. Kelly, David, and Gary. Thanks, and good night. Ian, Stephanie, and Christine. Thanks, and good night. And Susan and Kenneth. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show on Patreon. Thanks to all of you out there who are spreading the word or supporting the sponsors or sharing about the sponsors or supporting the show by other means. And don't forget, Sleep With Me is also a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows, including the newest show at the time of this recording, Good Morning Night Vale, over at nightvalepresents.com. Thanks. All right, everybody, this is a week in review, or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me, and I think from now on I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast to your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to three or four Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage the Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content, and then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcast and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed. And looks like the last episode that came out was Tea with Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love, Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a postie special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground. picnic munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out in the, at the end of March. So, a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then Subscriber Summer stuff coming out in the All Intro and All Night episode podcast for those people, Boar Friends and Boar Besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had All Intros come out on May 2nd. An All Night episode came out. That's All Night. Wait, it comes out tonight, huh? Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight, All Night TNG. And a new idea there if you listen to that. I think we have one or two more All Night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple All Intro episodes come out, May 2nd, April 18th. April 11th was All Night Make Great Pets. An All Night Intro on April 3rd, April, March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story-only feed and in the ad-free feed, both of those. We had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch, Bring It On, Part 2 came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, not another teen movie, that the parody part from Bring It On, that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from. It only took three different episodes about Bring It On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bring It On. But a great time to reflect on Bring It On. And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be, like, back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix, Episode 3 came out, Fairy Cake Woods, Multiplex, Cuckoo for Cuckoo Clocks, Episode 7. Our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix Episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails from people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, and some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every three emails I get, that's somebody's favorite episode. I get one email that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep this all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show. Or being like, okay, like let me become an annual supporter because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all three seasons of Alba Salix, so as we roll on from here. So Multiplex Episode 6, Bring It On Part 1, and then Bring It On Intro, and then the Bring It On Intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's two great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial, or refer people to the show. We just had two people cross the three referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.